The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
This is a rough day, man, for everybody. And I know everybody's upset. I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to do anything to make anybody upset. Because I was just talking to Joe about this. And this is hard to fathom for all of us. Because I was just thinking, think about the players that not just got drafted here, but traded here, spent a small amount of time here, that are still here. You know what I mean? You got Seth. We were talking to Seth. Seth splits time between here and Arizona. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got Ike's back in the area. I came back. John Ritchie's from this area. You know, and you talk about the plethora of players that are still here. Jason Avant stays here. Bear Brooks. Like, this is a great place to be. This is, I left Georgia, Atlanta, to come back here. And when I left, people were like, why are you going back? I mean, it's Philly. You know, it's home. You know, so it's a hard pill to swallow, right? But for whatever reason, he didn't want to be here, you know? And that's the reality of it. You know, I mean, you know, when you're dating and you're dealing with folks, like I deal with this all the time. I'm like, why can't I get a date? You know, I'm awesome. Look how awesome I am.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
My mind is blown every day. I'm like, why is Hugh Douglas single?
I'm just saying, why am I single?
Well, you know, self-reflecting happened right
now. I'm just saying, why am I single? Because I'm awesome. But I mean, hey, it is what it is. Everybody missing out on all of this. You know what I mean? So, but it's just one of those things you just can't explain.
So we can't. Yeah, there it is.
It ain't nothing about doing the poor. I'm just saying.
We can't explain it. But maybe it isn't that hard to explain. Earlier in the show, we played the cut of Chris Long talking about how it's like a sports car. You lease, you don't buy it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of receivers like this. Now this one may be unique, right? Because they won and he put up numbers and he still didn't want to be here. But Hugh, I don't know if there's any position in sports like receiver where there's a few outliers, like the Jerry Rices, Larry Fitzgeralds, that will play their whole career one spot for the most part, right? And I mean, Jerry moved on at the end.
Fitz was the only one, the receivers I could think of, he's the only one.
Now, Jerry was very old, right? Yeah. He moved around. But I mean, he was very old. What I mean is, like, they're not moving on because they're divas. They're moving on just because whatever, right? But they play most of their career in one place. But think about the receivers that don't. T.O. bounced around a bunch of places. Randy Moss, a bunch of places. Stephon Diggs is going to be on what team now? Vikings, and then he went to Buffalo, then it's New England, Texans. I mean, this is going to be his 15, wherever he signs this year. Antonio Brown was his own thing. Tyreek Hill's going to be on team number 3 this year if he plays. Brandon Marshall must have played for 5 teams. I just think receivers are flaky. And then at some point, it's just like, oh, we just got to move off of this guy.
Yeah. We do have an A.J. Brown camp update.
Do we?
Video going around of Drake May hitting him on the sideline, one-handed grab.
Away we go.
One-handed grab.
Okay. By the way, joint practices, Rabel said, August 19th and 20th up there against the Eagles.
We going?
Yeah, we're going. The event of the summer.
Are we going to boo?
I'm going to wear my lungs out.
Hold on. No, we're going up there to boo him. I mean, that's...
No,
that's
saying,
why do you think we're going?
No, I'm just making sure. I just want to know the plan.
I plan to be there booing A.J. Brown until they kick us out and revoke our media credential.
I just wanted to know the plan. I just want to know what we're doing.
Can we get kicked out of Patriots practice?
Probably. Well, you know, that would
be actually
be pretty legendary.
You know what? That's actually the plan now. We'll do what we have to get kicked out.
Sports radio really get kicked out of
it. We'll have TK on standby when they rip the cord out and get out of here.
I'm just going to say it all depends on how, where I'm at as far as, you know, this probationary period that I'm on.
Well, that's up to you more than anything.
You start calling names?
I'm just saying, it all depends on where we're at. So, like, everybody asking me to recklessly speculate about what's going on, don't do that.
No, what you need to do is, here's your task when we go up there. You put the jumper cables on Quinion, Dejean, or Woolen to get in AJ's face.
I don't think I'm going to have to
cause
do
some
that
problems.
Because it's, you know, it's one of those things. He's the enemy now. I mean, that shouldn't be hard.
No, but he's you could just whisper to Quinion, I heard AJ was talking crap on
me. Yeah, you know
he doesn't think you're a good number one corner, or whatever you want to say.
And that, in those immortal words of the great poet Project Pat, if you ain't from my hood, you can get from around here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
I use that phrase all the time.
Like, if you ain't from my hood, you can get from around
here. Yeah. I pretty much wake up and listen to that Project Pat every day.
I like that. All right. Before we go any further, can we hear from AJ Brown? Did the interview with Maria Taylor, the one where he had the Patriots rug in his house?
He said, I had this for a couple years.
Yeah, while he was
on
the Eagles.
He walked into that one. I think he was cap on that one.
Yeah, maybe. All right, here's AJ on Super Bowl 57 as they went through the timeline of his time with the Eagles. Interesting the way he framed why they couldn't win that game against the Chiefs.
Let's start with Super Bowl 57.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
But it was the beginning of the success, or really trying to understand how great that team could be. Mm-hmm. Take me back to that season, what you learned about yourself, what you learned about your team.
You know, that season, man, we were in the flow state. And everything just felt so easy. And you didn't really notice, you know, because we were just playing so effortless. And, you know, guys were having fun and celebrating. And, you know, things were just really too good to be true. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was just rolling. It's like, yeah, we really doing it. And, you know, the Super Bowl game, man, that game was still incredible, you know. Mm-hmm. Going back and watching, you know, back and forth. But that day, they still didn't stop us, mm-hmm. you know. And a mistake here and there that cost us the game. But, you know, that happened in football. But that was just, it's like, dang, man. Like, we were right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just propelled us to tell us that, man, we got there. We can go there again.
Subtle shot at Jalen Hurts there?
You know what's funny? If we recall, because now we're going back in the archives, mm-hmm. and we're listening to everything that's being said, didn't he say something to the effect that at the end of the game, he said, I
Sirianni.
Knew we were going to lose?
And they kicked the field goal in the third quarter.
He said he knew they were going to lose or something like that.
I think he said a mistake here and there. I think he's directly referring to Jalen and Sirianni.
I agree.
Fumble and the twist of kick.
Because I do remember that. He said, I knew we were going to lose.
Well, offensively, how many mistakes did they make? I mean,
Not too many.
They fumble. And, I mean,
otherwise, I think they must have scored on every drive.
I mean, they were amazing. Yeah. I mean, they were perfect except that drive, basically. I mean, that has to be what he saw. Well, he's been on record before, like he was saying, about the field going for the field goal. He knew they were going to lose at that point.
Well, the defense is also a disaster.
Well, that's very true. There was one incompletion from Mahomes in the second half, and it was a throw out of the back of the end zone on purpose. So
he said, I knew we were going to. That's crazy.
Well, he speaks his mind.
Well,
he does.
I mean, yeah, and the thing is, nobody had a problem with it then. But that's like, yeah.
Well, he was also playing better.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not they go hand in hand.
They do.
When you balling, you can talk all the trash you want to talk. That's just, you know, laughing at the bad jokes and stuff. It's kind of like the same thing.
It's exactly that. All right, we got more from AJ Brown. This one on why some of the messaging he put out there. Let's hear AJ Brown on this. Kind of interesting.
Sorry, hold on.
Okay.
Here we go.
You mentioned the picture that was getting painted. Did you feel as though the picture was making you out to be a villain in some sorts of ways?
I wouldn't say a villain, because some of the things that was done, it was done purposely to give us a push. Mm-hmm. You know, I know if I say something in the media, I know it's going to propel us to work on it, because now everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, are we going to really, we're going to fix it or not? You know, we can't keep saying it. We can't keep saying it's a standard. And we're not trying to truly get better. I'm not saying that we weren't, but I know if you say what you need to say in the media, which I won't do that anymore, mm-hmm. But it gives everything legs, mm-hmm. and legs to push and to push everybody to be better. Because pressure isn't always a bad thing. It can also be a good thing, too. It just depends on how you look at it. And we had guys in the locker room, which was, honestly, I felt like it was okay to do, because we had guys in the locker room who were men, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, yeah, well, I know I need to do this. I need to do that, including myself.
You know what struck me from that? There was a lot of talk over the last couple of years with AJ when he would say something kind of cryptic that some people thought that maybe we blew it up too much, right? Like, we don't really know what he means. It's just an Instagram post or whatever. That's BS.
He just confirmed that he was
doing it to get everyone to talk about it. He was doing that. He wanted us
to make a big deal out of it.
Right. He wanted it to be a big deal, right? Because if it's a big deal, then
that's why
it gets
called into the show.
It gets back to the way that it's like a hamster wheel, right? Like it goes round and round. He says something. we all react to it as fans. It becomes a big story. So then when the people go in the locker room, the reporters are there every day, they're going to ask questions about the biggest story, and then it just kind of goes and goes and goes. So, but he started the hamster wheel.
Ooh. You know, that kind of maybe since we're being messy, because this is the road we're going down. We are being a bunch of cackling hens right now. That's what we're doing. We are gossiping. Definitely gossiping.
He's the one talking.
Yeah. No, but now we are in full gossip mode.
Yeah, what do you got?
The Eagles kind of did the same thing when they went to the paper and said that Jalen was uncoachable.
There's a common denominator.
The wheels are spinning.
Yeah. So since we've been messy,
now we're thinking.
Since we want to be
here
messy,
now,
yeah, we've been regularly speculating.
Here, let's listen
to this.
Glad
you brought that up.
Jeff McClain, what he understands about how the Eagles think Jalen Hurts thinks.
A lot of the people in that building feel like he's not listening. And from what I understand, like this past season, and this goes with Kevin because Kevin's a really nice guy. Maybe, you know, he just kind of defers to Jalen, and Jalen just won a Super Bowl, was MVP of the Super Bowl. He's got this huge contract. Really, it was only at this point, it was like only Nick that Jalen kind of really, really listened to. And they feel that the only way to get through to Jalen, and from what I understand, this is why AJ Brown tweeted what he tweeted in October, the only way to get to him is through the media. Well, or social media, or through those of us who report on the team. And that's what's happening now. And that's why, you know, we're hearing this probably now more than ever. And he's going into this contract year that is only full guaranteed. It's like if he's not going to listen, this is the way to get him to listen. He will listen if there's an ESPN story, 5,000 word story. He will listen if the Inquirer has this, that, or the other thing about him or reports about, you know, his fascination with Michael Jordan and how he views himself in that realm and how now how guys are now teasing him and calling him Little Jordan in the locker room because he thinks that he's primarily responsible for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel real gossipy now. I feel dirty. I feel a little dirty.
This feels real, sir.
This just feels real mean girlish now. Now we in mean girls territory.
Well, but does this explain some of AJ's behavior? He's trying to explain it to us.
He did. I mean, but it just now it feels a little mean girlish. It feels a little high schoolish. It feels very high schoolish. I can't talk to you directly. So I'm gonna have cryptic tweets in the paper and whatnot.
It also makes me feel so old. Is this the way 20-year-olds act? What happens? I'm be honest with you guys. If one of my friends or any of you guys here were frustrated with me and put something down on social media, first of all, I probably wouldn't even see it. And if I did, I wouldn't care. What I would do is go up to you, like, what the hell?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
And then let's talk about it. The idea that you're going to motivate me by putting out something on Instagram or Twitter,
I will say this. And I'm going to be vague, a little bit vague, but in my business venture.
Recklessly vague?
Yeah, I'm gonna be recklessly vague, but in my business venture.
The best talk show hosts are recklessly vague, I always say.
It's a lot of people that when you directly, you know, you come to them, like you know, it was like a story where a guy said, you know, he was telling everybody, I owe him money, right? So I was like, yo, if I owe you money, that's a phone call.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, and I told him, I'm not going to say his name, but I'm like, hey, man, if I owe you money, just call me and let me know. And he sent me a text, hey, I'm going to call you when I get done. Still waiting for that phone call. And that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have those direct conversations. That I will say that as an older individual, these younger individuals, not all of them, I don't want to paint that brush with all the young men. But they don't know how to have those real conversations. It's like they don't want to be confrontational. But sometimes in order to get the message across, it has to be a direct message. Like, and I don't understand that. And that's what this feels like. You had months to sit there. I feel like this. If you're as cool with AJ and Jalen, if they're as cool as you say they are, that's a conversation that should have been had. We should have never got wind of any of this. We should have never got wind of any of this. And now it's just, you know, it's just now we're putting the pieces together. We're starting to connect the dots. And it's just, it's really sounds ridiculous.
That's a good word for it. It's ridiculous.
It really sounds ridiculous that we've gotten to this point where we had to move on because you guys couldn't communicate. One guy, it feels like, couldn't communicate in the right way because, you know, like Brandon said, one is trying. AJ's not trying to hear it. So I don't understand that. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, it's just, yeah, of all the reasons for a duo to break up. I mean, you go back to 2022 and you think about Jalen throwing the ball to AJ. What did AJ have that year? 1,400 yards?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you thought, and think about their ages at that point, right? Jalen is 22 or 23, and AJ's 25, and you think, okay, these two are going to break every Eagles record together. They're going to be together for the next 8 to 10 years. They're going to be the best receiver quarterback duo in the history of the franchise. Now, they did a lot together. I'm not saying it didn't work out, but like you would thought then, Hugh, this would last for a very long time just based on their ages and trajectory. And 4 years later, we're sitting here today, and the guy's catching passes from Drake May in a Patriots practice. Let's go to Andy in Deptford up on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
Oh, Julio.
Andy, what's up?
Are we live? Are we hot? What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Tell us.
What's up?
Yo, man, it just blows my mind around town here. Like, you know, when our athletes leave, we always seem to kick them when they're on their way out the door. I mean, we all know most breakups, whether it's relationship, your favorite athlete, whatever the case may be, most breakups don't end well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and AJ did some asinine things, whether it was, you know, the whole book on the sideline. I mean, anybody that plays sports knows, I don't care what level you're on, if you're reading the damn book on the sideline, that ain't cool. Like, that's a distraction. So the whole book thing, or, you know, him quitting on the playoffs, like, we can't forget that, but we also can't forget that A.J. Brown is arguably the best all-time Eagle receiver. In a town where all we ever wanted was elite receivers. I'm 44. We didn't have much in my lifetime. The guy's got most receptions all-time in the season, most yards in the season, only Eagle to ever go over 1,000 yards four seasons in a row. Right? So, I mean, ninth all-time in Eagles yards. Like, let's just not act like, you know, he ain't been nothing here.
He was an awesome player. He was an awesome player in this uniform.
He's the greatest Eagles receiver ever. Like, I don't see – I mean, you can debate it with Howard Carmichael, some of the old heads, but modern-day Eagle is no comparison. Like, I mean, Deshaun Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, I mean, them guys, like, it's no comparison. But, like I said, it didn't end well. You know, but, I mean, the best way to let him go do his thing in New England, we're not missing him. I think overall with the receiver core, we're a little bit stronger because we know he's gotten a little bit older. I mean, last year, what was he running, a slant or a go route?
Yep.
It wasn't like he was running the whole tree of routes. I mean, so, you know, I think we'll be all right. You know, I think overall we're going to be stronger collectively.
I agree. I think the receiver room is just overall top to bottom better than it was. It maybe has been in a very long time.
Yeah, I think you said something just like objectively incorrect,
though. Which was?
Most like relationships in the NFL, whether it's player departing from a team, they end just fine. Like they end perfectly fine. I mean, how many players come through here and leave and we have no issues with them, wish them well, whatever, had a good time with them. Like there's a select few and they're very loud that don't end bad and they end messy. Like we remember those more.
Yeah.
But the majority, like very large majority of relationships in the NFL end just fine. And we're not kicking AJ while he's down. He's kicking us. They were laughing at us this whole offseason. About you're a patriot and winking at dudes, and now the rug and
dudes on dudes podcast.
I mean, like it's nonsense. He's laughing at us on his way out. So I think people are well within the rights to be upset about that.
I think the producers digging too much into that. Most breakups in the NFL don't end well. You can go with T.O., you can go with Matthew Stafford, you can go with Baker, you can go all the way down the line.
Well, I think the caller's making too big of a thing out of nothing, Andy, and you know what my name is.
Well, Andy, good phone call. We appreciate it. I think the Stafford one actually kind of did.
No, it did. It ended fine.
Now, like,
wait a minute. With Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did, because he did a commercial. Yeah. Talking about how he...
Well, like, they... He asked for a trade out, but they almost felt like, "Hey, we're sorry for giving you such crap for 10 years. We're gonna get," and they got something back. I mean, they've been in contention since the moment he left.
Large majority of these end fine.
I don't think Detroit's a good example for the caller because
no, T.O. is. T.O.'s a good one.
Yeah,
T.O. ended bad.
Yeah, but even T.O.'s come back.
I'm saying there's a louder few. For sure. Like, we remember the Antonio Brown blowout.
Right,
and like,
right.
We remember all that stuff. But just, I mean, statistically, how many players are on an NFL team and leave every year?
Well,
and everything's fine.
So, another thing he said in there, which is an interesting debate, that he said he would rank A.J. Brown as the best Eagles receiver of all time, right? And he rolled off some numbers, and he's ninth in all that, right, the yards. And he said you could make the debate against Harold. So we're living in today. I'm going to make a pretty, I think, not even over-the-top prediction. The best Eagles receiver of all time is the guy that's going to replace A.J. Brown as the number one. Schmitty. When it's all said and done, DeVonta Smith is going to be the best Eagles receiver of all time. Now, you may say, I thought A.J. at his peak was a better player. That's fine. We can have that debate. But do you know right now, DeVonta Smith is 15 yards behind A.J. on the all-time Eagles receiver list? He's going to have that by the first quarter of week one.
Mm. How old are they going to feed him?
How old is DeVonta Smith? He was drafted in 2021. He's probably 20,
I want to say 27.
27. Okay.
So and he takes great care of himself. About it. Yeah,
he strikes me as a Marvin Harrison type that he's going to play for a long time. Right now, Harold Carmichael has the record for Eagles receiving yards at 8,978. So that is about 4,000 more yards for DeVonta Smith. He is about 204 catches away. He could have that by 2.5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to end, and they both won a championship together. So it's not like AJ's going to have more titles here. AJ, I mean, DeVonta, if they win another one, could have more titles. I think when it's all said and done, and this is 5 years from now, the number one receiver in Eagles history is going to be the guy that replaces A.J. Brown.
And you know what? To go even further, I feel like with all of this A.J. Brown controversy and the Eagles listening to this and Coach Mannion knowing that he has to get this offense going, I think the chemistry between Jalen and DeVonta has the potential of being better because they had the chemistry in college. And there's going to be a push to try to move on from the whole A.J. Brown
thing.
Yeah, of course. So it's a chance that he could have a hell of a season this year. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility, especially when you talk about how different this offense is potentially going
to
look.
Yeah, I would bet on to have a great year.
He got gears too, man. Like DeVonta is fast. Like he's fast. I mean, I'm not saying nothing that don't nobody already know, but if you get creative in this offense and you allow him to give him space to create, there's no telling what he could do in this offense.
Yeah, he's going to be the number one target, get the most snaps. I think he's going to have a great year. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll get to you people. And Mike Vrabel spoke up in New England this morning before their practice as they welcome A.J. Brown to town. We'll hear from Vrabel next. Boy, we hear from Vrabel a lot on this show for some weird reason. Every time he talks, we got to talk about it. All right. Vrabel next, your calls, midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. And as you look right now, Spain is trading at 16.7% to win the World Cup. That means, how about this? A $100 trade on Spain right now would net you $585 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade on anything.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean,
did AJ sail away to New England?
And let him tell it. You know, they got a cranberry bog. You probably went to go pick some cranberries. They got a cranberry bog not too far from the
stadium. Like cranberries?
You think you went up there to pick cranberries?
Yeah. So I'm going to get some cranberries.
You like cranberry juice or not? Just anti-cranberry?
Mm-mm.
No?
I mean, that cranberry juice, okay. I mean, but it's not my first choice.
What about, I'm not huge on cranberry.
What about
cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You're talking about the kind that come out in the tube.
Well,
right?
Or you make your own. Yeah, you can make your own.
I want the kind that come out of the tube.
Why?
Because it just
that's not as good
why would
homemade.
You intentionally choose the worst one?
Well, that's the one I grew up on.
Okay.
That's
well, a lot of us grew up on
that. Yeah. The ocean spray. Where they just slop it out.
I mean, if I grew up on unseasoned food, I wouldn't continue to eat unseasoned food because I grew up on it.
Some people eat unseasoned food to this day.
I know.
And they
that's
there's so many better options.
Problem.
Well, we haven't workshopped our food for Thanksgiving this year when we're in the studio for the pregame show, Eagles and Cowboys. So
have we workshopped this trip that we've taken?
We are beginning to workshop it. We workshop the end when we get thrown out of Foxborough for booing A.J. Brown.
That I'm not talking about that trip. I'm talking about the Eagles going to London trip.
I think we're not in charge of the workshopping for that. Okay. That seems a little bigger than, like, you think you and I could pull off planning that trip?
Oh, no.
It feels a little above our pay grade, Hugh.
It's hard enough for me to plan.
We're just speculating recklessly. That's what we do.
The next day. Yeah, it's rough.
You're going to be fine.
I'll be, yeah.
Okay.
Working on that.
Can we hear from Mike Vrabel as he's working on incorporating A.J. Brown into his team? A.J. at practice for the Patriots today, passed his physical, so he's on the field. All this is official. So we have Mike Vrabel. I guess he was asked about A.J. kind of being a guy with a big personality and how they handle things like that up in New England.
I don't get into a lot of that. I think what's the most important is that, you know, those things don't carry into the locker room, that they get handled. And you see that all the time on the sidelines. We want to have conversations in a meeting room. We want to have conversations at practice.
Well, all right. I mean, he could do that. I mean, here's the question. How long do you think A.J. plays fully nice up in New England versus how long he goes back to being the A.J. we saw here? Like, if Drake May's playing great, it's easy, right? But if there's some – you said earlier here, there could be a soft slump after last season. Mm-hmm. Do you think we get a full – A.J. is on his best behavior year, first year up there, or – is A.J. going to be A.J. if things aren't looking great?
I think he'll be silent because he made such a big stink to get there. Yeah. And you know, like, this feels like with the narrative that he has going for him right now, then you got to be quiet.
For a little while at least?
You got to be quiet.
All right, we have one more here from Mike Vrabel.
Looking crazy.
Yeah, talking, you know, going back to when he was in Tennessee and they drafted A.J. Brown. Let's listen to this.
I think he showed me pictures when he was a little kid wearing my jersey and stuff like that. That he didn't wear my jersey. I mean, I think I knew that just from the time that he, you know, like when, I think when we drafted him, he was like, oh, I wish the Patriots drafted me.
He told the Titans that he wishes the Patriots drafted him? This guy's something else.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, but that kind of tracks because when you know when A.J. was, he was mortified.
He said he cried. Yeah.
Yeah, when he didn't get drafted by the Patriots.
Yeah.
I don't like. I guess because I remember, like I said, when I was getting drafted, I wanted to be a Raider. Didn't happen, and I was But for somebody to, I don't know what it is to want something to happen so bad that's the case.
I mean, he spent the last year, I guess, trying to make this happen. I mean, it does feel like a very long-winded way of getting his way to the team he wanted to get to. And he's there now. He is a Patriot. Let's go to OG Wade, who is up on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, OG, what are you thinking?
I'm listening to this, and I wanted to wait till the actual happen before I peacock anything, but... I had this thing way before Diana Rossini and all these other, and I ain't even had to sleep with no damn body. You know what I'm saying?
So, allegedly.
You know, I knew, yeah, allegedly. I knew this thing was going down to me after the Super Bowl. I already knew it. You know what I'm saying? If you look at A.J. Brown, let's go back, right, where when Jalen was coming up on his contract, A.J. Brown was the one that had put a tweet or a post out to the media that they better extend Jalen and give him his contract. If not, then trade me. You know, he was joking when he said it, but that was one of his things in trying to help, root for Jalen to get the contract that he got.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are where we are right now, and I think a lot of people are speculating about a whole lot of things, including me. You know, I do not believe this, and money or a woman, I do, and I stand by what I said, which is the Brian Johnson relationship dynamic, and Jalen says, and he quoted, he speaks to Brian Johnson on a daily basis. A.J. Brown also said he speaks to Mike Vrabel on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? So this whole thing about A.J. moving on already was in the works and really couldn't happen because at that point, it was a $98 million cap hit, so you knew it wasn't going to happen then. And I think that Howie and Jeffrey talked to A.J. and said, listen, we're going to accommodate you, but we need you to do so. When Jeffrey came down on the practice field, that was like the last draw for him. And listen, man, we already got an agreement. Now, you messing this thing up for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So that's when A.J. Formally just chilled out. Now, I'll say this here. And I think that AJ got himself involved in something that he obviously, you know, probably having second thoughts about. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the city of Philadelphia and you have certain relationships, things happen and things go on. I think AJ Brown has an attention thing where he wants to be that guy. And just we acting like he didn't do this in Tennessee. How you think we got AJ?
Yeah.
The same thing he did here, he did in Tennessee. So now he's out on to the Nets. And he's, you know, I don't wish AJ Brown no ill will when he goes to New England. My whole thing is, if people know AJ Brown the way that you think you know him or you feel about him, I seen him quit in 7 games last year. There's no way I'm putting him in no Eagle Hall of Fame. There's no way I want AJ on my team. And there's no way that I'm concerned about what he do when he goes to another team. Because if you feel like AJ Brown was all these things that you don't want and didn't want, then why should you care about how he do when he goes somewhere? To me, that's just like hating on another. And I don't do that. I don't hate on another man. If you're not for my team, I care about what you did with the Philadelphia Eagles. And as far as I'm concerned, I went back for the first time, and I don't normally do this. I watched that San Fran game over, man. Mm. We was in that game. A.J. Brown's drops in that game was critical. Those was drops that actually would have won that game. Yep. And I want y'all to look at this. When you go back and look at those drops, A.J. Brown didn't drop them balls. That's all I'm going to say. Well, who, that's all I'm going right. to say well, about
who,
that.
Who dropped them? I'm
curious. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You tell me. Look at the position of his hands, and you tell me that he dropped them balls.
Oh, you think it was kind of like he didn't try to catch them?
I'm saying to you,
he wasn't trying to catch
them.
All right, all right.
Well,
I'd say, OG, good phone call. It's like Mark from Jersey who told us that he was on the take for that game.
Well, look, I mean, OG's math is math, and he said he gave up in 7 games. They lost 7.
Listen, undefeated if he tried. That's the math I understand. What's your take on that?
No, I'm just thinking about OG said. LG came and dropped a little bit of knowledge today.
Well, he's been preparing for this moment.
Well, he was with me when I forget what month we did it, March or April, where I said, I think the deal's done. He's a Patriot. So, I mean, this is a day for OG to kind of...
Re-peacock
a little bit.
Inside of the ear. He said he had it before Diana.
Well, he did say that. No one believed it.
He had to sleep with nobody, too.
Allegedly.
It's all allegedly. We're grown-ups here. Andy in Westchester is up. What's up, Andy?
You're doing so much better.
So I just had to prove that I'm still a proud card-carrying member of the United Morons of Douglas by hanging up on myself.
United Morons of Douglas.
Hey, Andy, I appreciate that. Wow. I appreciate that.
It's UMD.
I refuse
the new,
to apologize,
the new UMD.
Though.
Maryland is out. The new UMD. Yeah. United Morons of Douglas.
But Kyle asked me to apologize. I refuse. I'm glad that Howie held the line and got the first round pick. So we'll find something else, Hugh.
Yeah, we'll find another hill to die on. This is what we do, man. This is what we do.
Congrats on being just as stubborn as you are dumb.
Hey, it's an art. It's an art. It's an art.
What you guys?
What are you more proud of, stubborn or dumb?
Both. Okay. They're equally. Sorry. I'm equally proud of both.
Hugh's world is so much more fun to live in than reality. I've told you this before. It's just hold the line. It annoys Kyle, so it's
yeah, it does. And Kyle gets so annoyed, man.
Well, I'll get annoyed. So Andy, great phone call. And I think here's the issue. I don't mind that Hugh lives in a world where it's a different world than the rest of ours. When we do the show together, we have to be in the same world. And sometimes,
it's great though. But it's like, to be honest, my perspective is different than, say, Kyle's. I respect, even though we go back and forth and it gets a little tight in here sometimes, I respect where he's coming from because, like I've always said, he represents to me the voice of the fan. Both of you guys do, as a matter of fact. But it's athletes are different in the sense they just think different. And I know a lot of times it's hard to fathom and recognize, but that's what I'm here for. Yeah. Try to explain it in the way that I best possibly can.
Yeah, and I hate you
even
guys.
And even sometimes then you don't understand. But it's a complex relationship. But we make it work.
I think yes. That obviously you have a unique perspective, and then I got to be here to say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you'd be like, what are you doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
What is going on?
Oh, right? And it was just brought to my attention. You know, they gave Romeo Doubs, like, they gave him a ton of bread,
$60 million. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Well, he's AJ, the two. He's the two.
He's the two.
Yeah.
$60 million?
Well, who's AJ's not the one?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's he gave him a lot of bread. He gave him a lot of bread. So it's gonna be.
We'll take that spin up the Boston.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying he gave him a lot of bread.
You know what? You might want to hand one of those Boston radio guys that take. AJ not really the number one here.
No,
with
I'm
the
just saying they gave him a lot of
AJ's
bread.
AJ's here to get demoted to number two.
No, I'm just saying he gave him a lot of bread, man.
If he doesn't lead them in receiving yards, then he's in decline. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think because we all feeling like he's gonna beat half.
Getting one handed catches up to practice. Yeah,
yeah. He getting ready.
It is a good day though because we're getting Elliott camp updates.
Oh, we getting good. Oh. How's Jalen looking?
Man, stop that.
What do you mean?
Stop what?
Whatever you're about to do, stop it.
Read stats.
He said read.
We have an insider at Eagles OTA's practice.
Somebody's insecure.
Wow. Hold on, write this.
What are you expecting to hear?
No, because
Jalen's going to have a good training camp.
Well, no, it just feels like.
Just admit it.
No, it just feels like the way that Kyle set it up, that is probably not going to be good.
I'll give you everything.
What do you got from Elliott?
Well, Andy Dalton's had a great day, apparently.
Time out, because we forgot yesterday. We had so much going on. Remember we tried to catch Kyle up?
Yeah.
What you did miss last week was, and this is from the open OTA practices last week.
Andy Dalton, QB2.
Dalton's the two.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
The way that it was reported, and Elliott was telling us, like he was getting the two reps, not Tanner. So now that we have that background.
Had a nice touchdown to Hollywood Brown on the 2-yard line.
Okay. All right. What else we got?
Well, hold on. Jalen had a touchdown to Saquon deep in 7-on-7s from under center.
Good.
From under center. It's a good sign.
Okay.
However, his first play of 7-on-7s was picked off by Jeremiah Schroeder Jr. and, as Elliott says, threw it right to him.
I like how Kyle framed that, though. I mean, I respect that.
I wanted to give you some good positive. Before you. Andy Dalton had a good day.
But we already knew when you came with the good, there was some bad behind it.
It's just good to see actual football out there on the field.
Man,
you know
what? We will be back in this thing, next month?
Next month. July.
That is crazy.
So it obviously is just a coincidence, but I mean, the first day AJ's not on the team anymore, the first pass of practice goes right to a defensive player.
And AJ's catching one-handed dimes from Drake May.
This is on you if it goes
day
bad.
Day one is an AJ dub and a Jalen L.
It's on Hugh if it goes bad this year. Just everyone has to know that.
I'll take that.
You know what? Write this down for a show later this summer. I could feel Hugh's insecure about Jalen.
I'm not.
I
just
thought,
I just knew,
we
you know, I just, it. I just feel like that's where it was.
Well, a lot of people are.
Trending.
You know, it makes sense.
I'm not insecure.
Oh, most of the city's insecure.
Speaking of insecure, I mean, all Elliott did was literally tweet that Jalen threw an interception. Shut up, Elliott! You goober!
Guys,
wish the Eagles could trade you, you miserable loser!
The guy's just trying to do his job.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Up, everyone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. All right.
He said a goober.
Yeah.
Goober's crazy.
Yeah, shut up.
Who'd you call Goober? Kellen Moore?
Coach Goober.
Yeah.
Coach Goober. Kellen Moore.
I think the Saints might be good this year with Coach Goober.
Yeah,
and your guy at quarterback.
Tyler Shaw.
Shuck.
Shaw. Almost said it wrong.
You almost said it right.
His name is Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shaw.
Shuck.
No, because I was thinking about Joe correcting me all the time, but it's Shaw. Shough.
But that's not how it's pronounced.
It's S-H. O-U-G-H.
Yeah, Shuck.
Shaw.
Your name is spelled with the G-H.
It's you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
All right. I rest my case.
You have to say it.
Okay. No more questions, Your Honor.
Shaw.
Okay.
Like, it's like how. Shaw.
All right, guys.
Shuck.
Where's the K? Because that's what it sounds like when you say it.
It's enough. Okay. Let's quickly grab JB in Chatham. What's up, JB?
I'm going to kill you.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
JB, what's up?
Go Birds. Trying to be in a more positive mindset today than I was yesterday. I want to start by just saying, you know, I have been a bit of an AJ apologist over the last 4 years. All the shenanigans, the reading on the sideline, the tweets, whatever. I have always come to his defense. And the last couple things in the last, 48 hours between the, subtle shots at Jalen and whatever else, become a little – indefensible, in my opinion. But that being said, I do kind of want to just put myself in my future shoes. I've always been a little bit reactionary in my personal life and about this team. And I'm trying to think 10 years ahead, 15 years ahead, 20 years ahead. When God willing, I have some kids, I gather them around the campfire and I can tell them about the golden era of the Eagles, which I personally think that we're living through right now, these last 4 years. I'm 29 years old. I'm very lucky that I have pretty much only seen success for the Eagles in my lifetime. Was born just after some really horrible years. And I'm trying to just put myself in my future shoes and just, you know, he had an incredible 4 years. He was dominant. He is a one of one football player that really only he's a generational talent. And with all of this being said, I do think that there is also a deeper human element to everything going on. AJ has been very open about what he's gone through in his life. And, you know, when you combine that with losing a friend like Jalen and all these, you know, as you guys have been calling it, the reckless speculation, exactly. But the, you know, all this rumor mill, it can really open up those issues again. And, you know, when you have those issues, no matter the mountains you climb, you are always looking for that next mountain. So we saw that. He did well in Tennessee. He wanted to climb the next mountain. He came to Philly. He did well. He did incredible in Philly, won a Super Bowl, still wasn't satisfied. And, you know, he's just kind of, I think there's a much deeper human element to what's going on right now with AJ and everything.
And I think you're right that years from now we'll look back at it. It was more good than bad. The end was annoying, but it was more good than bad.
He wanted off that ride like instantly.
He started off, he's just talking too long, dog. That was too much.
It's like the roller coaster starts, and he was like, oh, I don't know about that.
I guess Joe knew it was too much, and so he's like,
You could tell he was getting anxious.
It's not so much you. I could feel Hugh's attention span.
No, I'm just saying, JB, it's not you, it's you. Great, but you just took too long to get there. Land the plane.
That should be the tagline for the show. It's not you, it's Hugh.
Yep. Land the plane, man.
He was trying.
He was trying, but he just thought
he was about talking. He was about to walk out.
He started talking about his kids.
You were about to pull a Jody Mack and just walk out middle of the segment.
He talking about his kids, the campfire, and all this other stuff.
Speaking of landing the plane, it feels like you guys are ducking you people a little bit.
Let's go.
Oh, I know they about to let me have it.
Yeah.
For sustain.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
No, voice cracks going to be part of this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, don't worry. Yeah. We'll have to revisit those in a little bit. Just a quick summation. We have good riddance, AJ Brown. You suck. You're a bum.
Yep.
You're downgrading at quarterback. That's my favorite one. You're not even that good. Drake May stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy hell in New England. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Also, shout out quick to our guy Steve, our t-shirt guy, who made us more t-shirts.
He also gave us a sticker. I have the Reckless Speculator sticker on my water
bottle.
Nice,
good.
Very exciting. Cool.
Those are good. Those are going to be catching on pretty quickly. So, where are you guys today?
What do you mean?
We're in the studio. We're at
no
almost
remote.
Every day.
Well, you weren't yesterday.
No, not yesterday, but almost every day.
Yes, but we are in the studio. Please don't talk about AJ today.
Yeah, right.
Guys, come on.
Yeah, right.
If we talked about anything else, we probably would have gotten in trouble.
Lakin would have had to go do something about that. I don't know if that's worse or from this guy who clearly just tuned in at 11:30. Mm-hmm. So AJ finally gets traded, and all you're talking about is Myles Garrett.
We did that for six minutes.
It was a segment.
Yeah, calm down.
We did one segment on Myles Garrett.
Calm down.
Yep, can't win. Kevin Betullo really cost us AJ Brown.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Mm-mm. This had so little to do with Kevin Petullo. Guys, he was fired or let go in January.
Yeah, and got a job fairly quickly.
Petullo cannot hurt you anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
And AJ still wanted out.
I'm absolving Petullo from all the AJ stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I hope you're happy that you did this.
I did nothing.
It's your fault.
If anyone, it's yours.
I agree.
What'd I do?
I mean, who's the one that's more responsible for this nonsense than me?
You're also known for physical altercations with wide receivers. Maybe he was.
Who's responsible for nonsense? I own that one.
Yeah,
but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was nonsense. AJ.
Well, I guess I don't think either of us are responsible for AJ. You're responsible for the Petullo stuff.
Yeah, you are.
What do you mean? Get slapped across?
Well,
the
yes,
head. I didn't slap Petullo.
Well, no, you made up. You made up something where he
and
was physically assaulted.
People ran with that. You don't realize the power your words have.
Dude, did you see how many people were saying hold the line?
Yes.
That's an issue.
I appreciate it.
And I feel bad.
And I don't appreciate
it. We will have another hill to die on soon enough.
Nope.
And you will die on it.
Yes, we will have another hill soon enough.
Joe pissed me off today, so I changed my vote to Jolly.
No, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry.
As a moron that united, I need to hear Hugh apologize. Sounds like the morons are divided now. You have divided the morons.
Tomorrow,
but some people
at
don't
10
want to be called morons anymore. They're like, I'm not a moron. Yep.
I think tomorrow the city demands an apology.
No, I
think that's where we're headed.
Hey, Hugh, nice shirt. Name three Metallica songs.
I can name you one. I knew. You know what? That's not right. Just because I'm black don't mean I don't listen to Metallica, because that's basically what you're trying to say. I only can name one, though.
Yeah? What is it?
The one the strippers come out to.
Oh, I don't know.
The Sandman.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Well, one is the name of a Metallica song, so I thought you were being clever there.
Oh, yeah, that one, too.
Yep.
All right,
real quick. Thought June 1st is going to be a tough day for Hugh, but today, maybe even worse, when Sustain kicked his ass.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make, that sometimes... That ain't enough to sustain you, because
that almost that word yeah, well, like,
enough to sustain you.
You threw an extra T in there that just wasn't
sustain
there.
Sustain had me like
a TH in sustain.
But an even bigger surprise is that the AJ thing hit Joe harder than it did Hugh. He kind of choked up a little bit earlier
in
the show.
Only player in the history of the franchise to have a touchdown in multiple Super Bowls, you know, through the air. So there's all these good things, and I also think Hugh. That sometimes timing is everything. And I think they got him at the perfect time in his career. He was 25 years old. He was going into his prime. He was, I'm not getting choked up, I just choked. But he was going into his prime. He was going into his prime.
You know what
he
I
was,
realized?
Yeah. I'm not getting choked up, I just choked.
As we listen back, it almost got me really early in it.
I caught it,
and then I couldn't get through the rest. It got me back. At
he was
the end.
Going into his prime.
You had to swallow.
He was
that one.
I'm not getting choked up. I just choked.
Oh no, I think I ain't gonna lie. I think mine was worse though. Sustain had me on the road.
No, sustain you. Sustain is not really that hard of a word.
No,
you.
But it's not.
It's not two Attack of Iloa. I mean, it's sustain.
Sustain had me on the road.
My goodness.
Sustain you.
All right. We're not going to sustain anymore. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.